You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Flannel Wizard. Me.
Just follow me.
Today we're talking about every lightsaber color meaning in Star Wars. This one, I just decided to have fun, okay? So, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, if you will, maybe, of your time just to talk about lightsaber colors. One of my favorite videos to do just because kids like it. I think it's cool. I think it's kind of cool to think about the meanings. Personally, I'm a blue lightsaber guy, just so you know, okay? Straight up traditional guy. So you'll probably catch a couple of things I say in there about it being a traditional saber. Okay. The guys who are doing push ups, we got blue. All right. It's a big deal. So anyway, no, it's fun. And we're going to break it down. There's a few couple tidbits, little facts in there, and then we'll come back here right at the end. Here we go. So you want a lightsaber. Who doesn't? It's a glowy energy sword that makes cool sounds and turns you into an instant space wizard. And if you want to get 7% off, just never ever pay full price. Use my code Ezra7 at insabers.com. Get yourself 7% off. But now on to lightsaber colors and their meanings. Yep, your lightsaber isn't just a laser stick of doom. It's also a cosmic personality test. Let's break it all down starting from the beginning. The crystal. Every lightsaber has a kyber crystal at its heart. Think of it like a magical mood ring from the Force. Jedi younglings would take field trips to frozen caves in Ilum, find the crystal that called to them, and boom, the color of the blade is born. In Legends, it even reflected the Jedi's personality. So yeah, your saber might be judging you just a little. Also, not to be super confusing, but in Legends, there were a lot of different types of crystals, and synthetic crystals that could power a lightsaber. Kyber crystals are obviously the best, and there's really no substitute. Now let's dive into each lightsaber color and its meaning. Starting with blue, the classic Jedi starter pack. If your lightsaber is blue, congrats. You're a traditionalist. You're probably doing push-ups, reading the Jedi Code before bed, and saying things like, "We must protect the Republic." Wielded by Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Kanan, blue blades mean bravery, justice, and being really good with a lightsaber. In Legends, they were used by Jedi Guardians. These were your frontline fighters. Think of space paladins. If you see a blue lightsaber ignite, you know someone's about to deliver a righteous beatdown, and follow it up with a motivational speech about duty, honor, and protecting the innocent. Fun fact, Master Ki-Adi-Mundi had two lightsaber crystals, and his lightsaber could change colors. It's really just a continuity error, but I like the idea that he has two brains and therefore he bonded with two kyber crystals, one blue and the other green. Speaking of green, if your lightsaber is green, you're the kind of Jedi who drinks herbal tea and ponders the mysteries of the Force. Master Yoda, Master Qui-Gon, and Master Luke, post-Tatooine trauma, each rock a green blade. In Legends, Jacen Solo also rolled with a green lightsaber. He knew almost as much about the Force as Master Luke Skywalker. These are the Jedi who don't just fight the dark side, they lecture it about inner peace. Green symbolizes growth, peace, and knowing when to stab someone spiritually. A green blade was often used by Jedi Consulars. If you wield a green lightsaber, you're probably the type to try diplomacy first. But if that fails, you're also fully capable of kicking Sith butt while quoting ancient Jedi poetry. Fun fact, Luke's lightsaber was originally blue in Return of the Jedi, but it clashed with the sky. So, green it is. And back when Phantom Menace first came out, many folks speculated that Luke's kyber crystal was actually Qui-Gon Jinn's. Next up, white. White lightsabers are rare and cool. Basically the I'm not like other Jedi blades. Ahsoka Tano famously purifies red crystals from fallen Sith, scrubbing them clean like a cosmic Mr. Clean. White symbolizes purity, balance, and the ability to walk your own path, without falling to the dark side or sticking with the Jedi dogma. Basically, I do what I want, but politely. In Legends, Imperial Knights of the Fell Empire also used a white lightsaber. And while we're here, let's talk about silver. It's the rarest of rare. One of the most famous Jedi from Legends, Corran Horn, who was descended from a group of Corellian Jedi in the line of Halcyon, actually used a silver lightsaber, as did Teoti Solasar and Aleem Arar. In Star Wars, it's not just a fancy color to look cool. It's packed with a lot of symbolism. The silver blade often represented balance and neutrality. It's like saying, I'm not picking sides, but I'm definitely going to look fabulous while I do my own thing. And it's not just for any Force user. If you wield a silver blade, you're probably the kind of person who's got their life together. You're level-headed, calm, and just a little bit mysterious. You're the person who shows up to a party, says something philosophical about the balance of the universe, and then casually saves the day, all while maintaining a perfect stance. Now on to one of the coolest lightsaber colors in all of Star Wars, orange. Thanks to the Ahsoka series, orange lightsabers are now officially canon. Dave Filoni also confirmed, yes, they're orange and they're not just some angry salmon red. In Legends, orange wielders were creative, confident, and kind of lone wolves. Think outside-of-the-box Force users who maybe went to a Jedi community college. Cal Kestis uses an orange lightsaber. Or maybe he uses every single color available. Not sure. I guess it's up to you. But Baylan Skull and his apprentice Shin Hati both use orange blades. Is that because they're similar to the Jyn Asari Jedi from Legends? They have good intentions, but lean a little more into the dark side than we're used to. Or are they using false kyber, also known as Kolan kyber, which is identical on a macro level to kyber crystals but fundamentally different microscopically? These false kyber crystals are canon, and they first appear in the Master and Apprentice novel. Next up, yellow. Space monks and side hustles. If your blade's yellow, you're all about balance. Wielded by Jedi Temple guards and briefly by Rey, yellow lightsabers represent clarity, energy, and having a mysterious LinkedIn profile. Legends will tell us that Jedi Sentinels use a yellow blade. These were Jedi who were good with the Force but also fixed droids, picked locks, and knew first aid. Jedi with life skills. The Jedi Sentinels were also a cloak and dagger operation in the Jedi Order who mixed combat and stealth with serious brain power. Yellow lightsaber wielders were like the Jedi version of a secret agent. These Jedi aren't front and center like the blue-bladed guardians or forest bathing philosophers with green sabers. No, yellow is for the mysterious multitaskers, guardians of Jedi temples, hunters of ancient Sith artifacts, or those oddball loners who just show up when the plot needs someone smart and deadly. Did I say orange lightsabers were the coolest in all of Star Wars? Yeah, that was a mistake. On to purple, for the bold and the balanced. We can all thank Samuel L. Jackson for this one. He wanted to stand out in a lightsaber.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Brave. So Mace got his own color. Purple is bold, rare, and complicated. Just like the Force user who wields it. Purple blades symbolize power, control, and walking a fine line between light and dark. Jedi like Mace and Revan tapped into both sides of the Force, but still kept their souls intact. You're the wild card. You're the one the bad guys didn't plan for. And the reason that every Sith feels just a little nervous when the room gets quiet. In Legends, Mara Jade Skywalker's blade is purple, and she dominates the expanded universe. She was trained by Palpatine, so she has dark side origins. And when you mix red and blue, well, you get purple. Dark side and light side. Also, it just looks sick. Next up, red. Evil, danger, and fear. Oh, you know we had to get the red lightsabers. The drama queens of the galaxy far, far away. The color of rage, passion, and putting dark into your job title. Red blades don't whisper, they scream. Sith don't get crystals naturally. They bleed theirs, basically bullying the Kyber until it turns red. Kylo Ren's crystal, so angry it cracked, which is why his lightsaber is basically a medieval broadsword on fire. Now, symbolically, red is all about passion, power, and rage. And let's be honest, extra. The reason they're red isn't because the Sith picked it out as a color palette like it's a home decor. It's because they literally forced the Kyber crystal to bleed by pouring their hatred, their pain, and their raw obsession with control. The most famous users of red lightsabers are Darth Vader, Darth Maul, and Darth Sidious, and almost every other Darth in the galaxy. Actually, quick question. Has there ever been a Dark Lord of the Sith or someone with the title Darth that didn't use a red blade? Let me know down in the comments. And a quick bonus round for those of you that are a little extra. We've got Cyan. ice-cold Jedi swag. First seen in Jedi Fallen Order, Cyan is like Blue's cooler cousin. It doesn't have an in-universe meaning yet, but it vibes with calm precision and subtle flair. And then there's Indigo, when Blue isn't just dramatic enough. Indigo is somewhere between blue and purple, and we're not entirely sure what it means. Probably I like being unique, but also serious. If you pick Indigo, you're probably overthinking your lightsaber color, which I respect. And finally, we had to. Pink lightsabers. The Jedi who brings the drama. Pink is basically why be subtle when you can be fabulous. It's also close to purple, so maybe it also hints at that light-dark side balance. But with more sparkle. I mean, the pink Power Ranger would literally wield a pink lightsaber, so we had to include this. And technically, Mara Jade's lightsaber has been referred to as magenta. If you choose pink or magenta as your lightsaber color, then you clearly want your saber to slay, literally and fashionably. So what lightsaber color would you choose for your own personal blade? And go get yourself a sick blade at insabers.com and get that 7% off by entering code EZRA7, EZRA7 at checkout. May the force and your aesthetic be with you. All right, there you have it. I actually have a whole book over here from, this was out in Portland, Oregon. I was out seeing my good buddy Matt and got a lightsaber book. I have another like lightsaber lore compilation sort of video coming out that's more polished, that I've got a bunch of different facts and different things about the blades and stuff. It's crazy that, you know, Ki-Adi-Mundi thing is just a continuity error, but technically, yeah, it's got two lightsabers, two brains. Makes sense, you know? I don't know, does he have two hearts or stomachs? I don't even know. Some of the characters do in this story, but I really like it, and it's good. It has pictures of all the different lightsabers. It has like little facts about them and stuff, and those are things that I think are cool. A lot of it's just made up. Some of the things are because of a continuity error that they had on screen, so then they came up with like a lore story reason for why they needed to create, you know, an explanation around it, I guess, right? So, yeah, I think it's a lot of fun, and one of my favorite games to play has been Jedi Survivor. That has been a lot of fun, and I need to get back into that, but it's good. We can play as the, you know, the Jedi. I just think it's great. I'm a Jedi guy. Jedi lore is my thing. I'm anti-Sith. I don't know if you could tell that from the little episode there, though. I mean, they're drama queens, always trying to start something. They're just dramatic, and they need to chill out. They need to calm down. But yeah, I do like this, and I just think you know that they're cool. I mean, to me, like blue lightsabers. Calm, cool, collected, guardians, all that good stuff, like green, wisdom. It's not canon. It's not anything. It's not canon, right? But it is just, it's fun, you know? People take it too serious, and I think it is fun to look back. And actually, at one point in Legends, it was a legit thing. So that's where it kind of comes from. There was some legitimacy to it. Nowadays, I don't think there really is. I do wonder, though, if Lucasfilm, if it ever comes up, right? If they're ever thinking about a new character, what should their lightsaber color be? How are we going to do that? You know, when Rey got yellow, that was kind of a big deal. Pretty cool. Looked awesome on screen. And then, you know, when they did the Acolyte series, did they just start passing them out? Do people just get to pick? I don't know. I think it's kind of probably interesting in terms of the decision-making behind that. So, but okay, not much. Just kind of a short one for you guys today, real quick. Want to get back on here. Do have an episode coming out with Sir Matt, where we kind of talk about starting points in Star Wars. So that will be coming out. We do have Andor coming up in the future. Going to be covering that. And Star Wars news-wise, yeah, I've been reading through some Legends books. I'm going to be working on a Legends Luke Skywalker timeline. It's a big one. It's going to take me a long time, but we're working on that. I'm going to come back, I think, in a week or so with the 7 lightsaber forms, all the special attacks. Gonna break those down, and then we'll see where we go from there. So appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. Appreciate all your support. If you do have a fan theory, interesting thought, or transmission, Raven, Owl, Outpost, whatever it may be, send it to theflannelwizard@gmail.com. Thanks again. Stay watchful, and may the force be with you.
A boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings, And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.